From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Amid pomp and, yes, a few tears, the 112th Congress was sworn in today. Democrats maintained control of the Senate, although they lost seats to Republicans. The GOP is the new majority in the U.S. House, where outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi handed over the reins today to her Republican colleague from Ohio, John Boehner.
I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
NPR's David Wellna offers a closer look at the new political landscape on Capitol Hill.
There are now 49 more Republicans in the House than Democrats, and today those GOP members unanimously elected John Boehner of Ohio as the new Speaker of the House. Boehner wiped away tears as he addressed the chamber.
We will not always get it right, and we will not always agree on what is right. There's a great deal of scar tissue that's been built up on both sides of the aisle. We can't ignore that, nor should we. My belief has always been that we can disagree without being disagreeable.
In the Senate, there are still half a dozen more members in the Democratic majority than there are Republicans. Majority Leader Harry Reid acknowledged that Congress is now divided.
As much as ever before, our two branches need to find common ground if we're going to be productive for the people that we serve and serve together.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on one major battle brewing in the new Congress. That's the GOP's bid to repeal the new health care law.
This has made Democrats very angry and said it flies in the face of Republicans' pledges to lead an open and bipartisan House. But the Republicans say that the bill has been debated endlessly for years and that they are getting their chance now in the new majority to vote on repeal.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook. The Obama administration warns a repeal would put the U.S. back on track towards surging health care costs, but House Republicans, who say the country cannot afford the sweeping change, say they plan to vote next week. Omaha police confirm the suspect in a shooting at Millard High School today has died. The shooter was a student at that school. No other students were reported to be hurt, but two adults were injured. And there are reports of a shooting at a mall in a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. A standoff is underway at a fast food restaurant. No official word on injuries. There was an unexpected bump up in hiring, sending bond prices falling sharply and the U.S. dollar on the rise. Payroll processor ADP reported that private companies hired nearly 300,000 people last month, exceeding economists' expectations. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 30 points at 11,723, with NASDAQ up 21 at 2702. This is NPR News. Researchers say men with prostate cancer who exercise, even at a modest amount, cut their risk of dying in half. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology.
Earlier studies suggested exercise lowers death rates in patients with breast and colon cancer, but this is the first to show a similar benefit for prostate cancer. It comes from a study of 52,000 male health professionals. Over a 10-year period, those with early-stage prostate cancer who walked for at least 90 minutes a week had less than half the chance of dying from any cause compared to men who walked less and at a slower pace. It took more vigorous exercise to see a reduction in death from prostate cancer specifically. Men who biked, jogged, swam, or played tennis at least 3 hours a week were 61% less likely to die of prostate cancer compared to men who did less than an hour a week of vigorous exercise. The research comes from the Harvard School of Public Health. Richard Knox, NPR News.
More details are emerging about the royal wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton. The extravagant event kicks off at 11 a.m. April 29th at Westminster Abbey. A carriage will then whisk the newlyweds off to Buckingham Palace, with the route through Parliament Square, Whitehall, Horse Guards Parade, and the Mall expected to be lined with cheering well-wishers. William's father, Prince Charles, will throw a dinner and dance later that night. No details yet on the guest list, but in a way, everyone is invited. April 29th has been declared a national holiday across the UK. The Dow gaining ground 32 points shortly before the close at 11,723. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.